Hi, this is Lori Kahn, your host of Ohm at Home, and thanks for listening to my podcast on KX93.5. I invite you to listen to more music and talk programming from our grassroots nonprofit radio station from anywhere in the world using our smartphone apps or via kx93.5.com/listen. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Lori with Ohm at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Ohm at Home is brought to you by Ohm Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can reach us at 949-415-6718 or go to www.ohmlagunabeach.com. for more information. So today I'm going to discuss the concept of impermanence. And whatever discipline or tradition of meditation that you learn or study or practice, the unifying principle is always the same. And that's this rule: everything is impermanent and change is inevitable. And the whole meditation practice is predicated on this one truth. Sylvia Boorstein tells us in her wonderful book, Happiness is an Inside Job, about three characteristics of experience. The first one, she says, is that everything is always changing. The second one is that there's a cause and effect lawfulness that governs all unfolding experience. And the third is what I do matters, but I'm not in control. And suffering results from struggling with what is beyond my control. So I think that that last one is interesting because there's two sort of separate thoughts happening there. One is what I do matters. And what that really means is everything I do has an effect. So it's kind of the law of karma, and how karma works is that what I do matters. So it would cause us to take a moment and be mindful of what we do because it matters. The second half of that phrase is that I'm not in control and suffering results from struggling with what is beyond my control. And I think that what we need to look at there is this idea of not being in control. It doesn't mean that we're not responsible. It means that we don't control others. We don't control the existence of life itself, but we are responsible for our actions. So we don't want to think that not being in control somehow abdicates responsibility for our choices. And as we learn to sit in the moment when we meditate and we try to follow what's happening on a sensory level, and we track our breath, we feel the sensations in our body, we hear the sounds around us, and then we're continually drawing ourselves back from wandering off into our endless storylines, we're really learning to be with that inevitable change, that impermanence. It's unlikely that we'll completely overcome this wandering or feeling stuck or holding on to some idea from the past, because these are really functions of a sophisticated mechanism that we call the ego. Meditation is an actual experience of impermanence in this very subtle but deeply personal way. Our thoughts can come and go. Our breath begins and ends, our sensations rise and fall, and our mind wanders in and out of storylines. And when we practice meditation, we're simply observing, applying some tools when we disappear into our story, and beginning to get used to the fluctuations of this impermanence. The big benefits come into play when a real-life difficult situation comes along and hooks us, and we grip and we grasp onto our version of the storyline as if it is the absolute truth, and we'll do whatever it takes to convince other people of it. And in this way is where we are starting to feel stuck in this sort of contracted feeling. We even hold our breath, and we can feel physically the pain of feeling stuck. And what's good about the pain is that it's a sign for our conscious mind that we're going against our own nature, the nature of impermanence, and that we've forgotten our mutable selves and the impermanence of life. Then we've stopped trusting the change. The practices that we use in meditation are our way out of the pain, and we can gently call ourselves back from this contracted, stuck place, spinning out on some storyline, and really lean into our breath to draw ourselves back into the natural flow. Actually wait it out while life does us the favor of inevitably changing. So I want to share some of my favorite quotes from Ms. Borstein's book, her wonderful book, Happiness is an Inside Job, that I've been sharing with you for the last couple weeks. And she says, whatever is happening is changing, and what I add to this situation is part of the change. So agonizing just makes it worse. She suggests that we tell ourselves this when we find ourselves stuck. And once we've been able to extract our attention from our wandering mind back to the breath, what she likes to say to herself is, I have no idea whether this changed circumstance is actually a good thing or a bad thing. And in the long run, I may as well wait and see. And I think that this is great advice, because what she's telling us is the truth is, even if we think this is a bad situation right now, in the long run, we have a tendency to look back on things and reflect on them and say, you know what? It was actually a good thing that it happened, because if that door hadn't closed, the other door wouldn't have opened. So she's telling us that one of the things she tells herself is, I have no idea whether this changed circumstance is actually a good thing or a bad thing in the long run. So I'll wait and see. And it's that willingness to be patient and wait. And one of my favorite bits of advice that she offers in this book is, she says, the moment the mind acknowledges this isn't what I wanted, but it is what I got, is that point at which my own suffering disappears. That the mind, having given up the fight for another reality, is finally free to console, free to support the acceptance of the situation, and free to allow space for new possibilities to come into view. I think the key word here is free. It's true that when we're stuck, we are imprisoned by our own views, and when we can give up struggling with it, we're really free to have a different perception, a different experience, and a different view. The meditation practice is one where we cultivate that awareness that we always have a choice to follow, to pause, to lead, to open, to close. And learning to take that pause can be the single most important thing that we can learn in our lives. So today, practicing with the understanding that everything is impermanent and everything inevitably changes, we're going to go ahead and begin. So why don't you find a comfortable place to sit? Let your back be supported. Your hands rest in your lap. Lower your chin a little bit. Let the back of your head move back towards your shoulders a little. And feel your spine lengthen in your body. Starting with three deep breaths, inhale deeply. And blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Two more of those. This is our entry point to our meditation, our way of shifting from listening and participating in some way externally to going inside and becoming the observer of our experience of being. Long, slow inhales and exhales. You might even feel your inner engine slowing down a little bit. And then allow your breath to shift up into your nostrils, feeling the air moving in through the nose and out from the body. and the difference in the temperature of the air outside your body and how warm it is inside. Noticing where the breath comes from. Is it your belly or your chest or your throat? Noticing if your breath is deep or shallow, fast or slow. Just really checking in with that breath and allowing yourself to become absorbed with all the qualities of breath. And as if you're following it, like following a firefly, you allow the breath to happen instead of trying to push it. And when you inhale, you can mark that inhale by labeling it with your mind, saying inhale somewhere along that breath. And then do the same on the exhale. And continue to do that for 2 or 3 rounds of breath, really refining your attention. Good. And then move down into your feet, and we're going to move through the body with one breath, inhaling up your legs, torso, and crown, and exhaling all the way back down the body into the earth below. Inhale, lengthening all the way up and out through the crown of the head. And exhale, grounding, releasing, and letting go back down into the earth. Feeling the weight and sensations of the body. Tuning into the sounds around you. The sensations of temperature, comfort or discomfort. And for each little distraction, whether it's your body or your mind, you can allow yourself to wait for it to change, to notice the impermanence as each moment, each thought, each sensation transforms into something new, a practice of patience and being. Notice if your mind has wandered and draw it back to yourself by saying silently, "Here, here I am," calling yourself back, labeling a couple of breaths, inhale and exhale, scanning the body and reconnecting with how transient everything is. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're practicing with impermanence, with change, noticing the breath in the body, bringing ourselves back from the distracted mind by saying, I am here. Here I am.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling and allow yourself to scan again, to lengthen, soften, let go, and feel where you are. Notice your state of mind. Let it be exactly what it is, knowing and trusting that it'll change if you wait. And as we finish our practice, you bring your breath to the base of your spine. Inhale, draw the breath up your back to the roof of your mouth. And exhale, allow the breath to flow down the front of the body and return to the belly. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front of the body a few times. Sealing in this relationship to your inner world, to the place where you sit and train and allow the inevitable changes in life to happen. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching, or you can call 949-415-6718. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.